The final piece for you to listen to is a discussion on different languages. You should, as before, listen carefully to the CD, and you can write down your answers, which are to be sent to your tutor. Again, there will be no key to this exercise.
Let's act rather obviously and look at our own language, English. It is now indisputably the chief language of the world, having ousted the artificial language Esperanto, which had a fairly strong claim half a century ago to be used as an international language. As a first language, Chinese is still unassailable, with its 1,125 million speakers. But English, in addition to being spoken as a first language by about 300 million people, is spoken as second or official language by the whole African continent. And in the rest of the world, if a person of pretty well any race speaks a second language, it is most likely to be English. All this applies to even the Chinese. English is a tremendous mixture. The original language spoken in England bore very little resemblance to modern English, and was spoken after the invasion of the Romans, who did not radically affect the language spoken, although we inherited many words from them. But on the whole, English resembles German rather than Latin. It was the Angles and Saxons who occupied this island from Germany in the 5th century AD, driving the original Celtic inhabitants into the mountains of Wales and Scotland. The Normans were the next invaders, and after the conquest, three languages were spoken in these islands: Latin, Norman French, and what was then called Middle English, the language of Chaucer. But gradually the language settled, and what became modern English has fully developed by the 16th century.
This is the last piece on your CD. I hope you have found it interesting and challenging, and you've enjoyed the course as a whole. Good luck to you in your experience of English in the future.